That's what I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശക്കാരനെ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധർ ശ്രീവാസദി ഗൗർ ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഹരി രാമ ഹരി രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ I see many familiar faces here, some new faces. So, this is WIDC? Just the W, yes? And who are you? You are Sankirtan leaders, temple presidents, managers, anybody, everybody. How many of you are Sankirtan leaders? 5, 10 of you. How many of you distribute books regularly? Some more. And some others are here to get converted or I was happy to hear that devotees from all over WIDC, Western India Divisional Council. Devotees from Gujarat here? Show of hands. Yeah, there are quite a few. Okay. And you have come to this forest. Govardhan Eco Village, and you are going to be making plans or strategies, working out strategies of how to distribute books of Srila Prabhupada ki. So that got me interested, and I dropped in. I don't know. I asked Vaisheshika, how do I fit in here? And I mean, we all fit in here. This is a Sankirtan movement, and book distribution is Sankirtan. It's not only kirtan, but it is sankirtan, samyak prakarena kirtan, wholesome kirtan. And there are all the glories in the books of Srila Prabhupada, books are Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Bhagavatam as it is. So all glories of Sri Krishna, or glories of the holy name, నామ సంకీర్తనం యశ వినాశనం. ఐ డోంట్ నో, సమ్వన్ రిమెంబర్స్ ద వెరీ వెరీ లాస్ట్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం, 12th canto, sarva papa pranashanam. This is how Bhagavatam ends. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam. So conclusion is the kirtan. And these books of Srila Prabhupada are as a sankirtan. Or we could also say sankirtan that came from lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada. His realizations. He poured his heart into those dictaphone machines all night long, or starting from maybe somewhere in middle of the night as we all slept. Prabhupada would get up and speak his realizations into the dictaphone machine, and then some disciple would transcribe, and then some editing and layout, and here is a heart off the press, the book. So, and then someone opens the book and reads the book. What is he hearing? The kirtan performed by Srila Prabhupada. So the books are packed with kirtan. So distribution of those books of Srila Prabhupada is kirtan, is sankirtan. And this is what this world is in very bad need of, these books. Kalau nastadrisham esham. Prior to that, kshyam tyaktva swapadam gataha. Lord departed for his own planet. Tad dinat. From that day, Kali rayataha. The Kali advented. Then what happened? Kalau nastadrisham esham. People lost the eyesight. Just during flood daylight. And they have eyes, but they do not see. They have become blind. Okay, but then we could also say they have become krodhandha. Krodha andha. Krodh is making them andha. Or lobhandha and kamandha and madandha and what not andha. All these things make them andha, the blind. Then Lord, out of his causeless mercy, adhuna means now or then, when Kali advented, then purana arka uditaha, Lord appeared, Lord appeared in the form of Bhagavatam, brilliant as sun. Lord appeared in the form of Bhagavatam. Idam, I don't have it, but Bhagavatam, idam is this. Idam Bhagavatam nama puranam brahma sammitam. This is called idam bhagavatam nama. This is called bhagavatam, and this is brahma sammitam. Srila Prabhupada translates brahma sammitam as the supreme personality of Godhead. This bhagavatam is supreme personality of Godhead. Just few days ago, I was looking at the dictionary meaning of sammitam. Sammitam. What is this sammitam? And the dictionary meaning is equal to, as good as, or it has same value as what? Brahma sammitam. The Brahma, para Brahma. And then there's a Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is same as Krishna. It has same value as Krishna, same value. It represents Brahma. It's a Brahma Sammitam. So when we distribute Gita or Bhagavatam and then Nectar of Devotion, this is all Brahma Sammitam. And these are all glories of Lord. Certainly there are glories of the Holy Name all over. Adau, Madhe, Ante, Hari Sarvatra Giyate, he says. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Hari has been chanted, has been glorified in the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's books, we could say, the middle and everywhere. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. So people of this age of Kali, I mean, we were one time very much in the middle of the age of Kali. And I'm sure from wherever we were, in WIDC zone, or Maharashtra, Gujarat, wherever we were born, from there to we have come here today. Govardhan Eco Village. Do you think Srila Prabhupada's books made the difference? Or Srila Prabhupada's books, they have brought you or brought you all the way to this point? Yes? No? How many of you would say so? Everybody. So then Titikshvaha Karunika. Now we have become, you have become sadhus. Sadhavaha, Sadhubhushanaha. These are your ornaments. Titikshva, Karunika. The tolerance and the compassion. So someone was compassionate and he gave you Krishna in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books, gave you this knowledge. Opened your eyes. You were blind, right? And then Chakshur Unmilitam. Chakshur Unmilitam. Someone did the operation. Someone, you gave the book, and immediately, as soon as you had the books, then you had the glasses. Shastra Chakshusha. Hey, now I could see. So someone kindly guided you, gave you a book, and then you read, or others explained those, further explained those books or points. So I think it is our turn, it's your turn now to be kind to our brothers, the fellow human beings, and give them helping hand, give them the knowledge, give them knowledge packed, poured into those books in the form of the word meanings and translations and purports. Give those books out. And, this would be very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. And then Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. The Lord also has said that, or that towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, what is that? No one is dearer than, what is that? Okay. So no one is dear to me, as dear as he or she who shares this conversation between this samvadam, this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, this conversation which is very confidential, beneficial, and that person becomes very, very dear. Of course, Lord is pleased with them and they are very dear to Him. So this knowledge distribution, book distribution is not business. Or sometimes it is also said, if there is any business, authorized transcendental business that Gaudiya Vaishnavas do, and that is book distribution. Starting, all acharyas. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno sadharma samsthapako. Nana shastra vichara. Big pile of scriptures in the middle, and Goswamis are sitting around and they are doing nana shastra vichara. They're writing, they're contemplating, they're sharing. And then those three Prabhus were the first traveling Sankirtan book distribution party from Vrindavan, the Grantha Mandir. Grantha Mandir. Eventually those books were piled in a cart, and Narottam Das Thakur, Shamanand, and Srinivas Acharya. 500 years old, original Sankirtan party, transporting books. And I think we also did something. At least Prabhupada sent us from Vrindavan to Mayapur in 76. He also asked us to start a Bullakar Sankirtan party. And Srila Prabhupada, he did even inauguration of that Bullakar Sankirtan party. And what we were doing, we were distributing. Those days we did not have so many, many books as we have them now. Or English books, they were getting printed. But certainly we did not have them in vernacular language. Prabhupada used this word. He wrote me a letter So traveling and traveling, anyway, our party had reached Kanpur. Our destination was Mayapur. So there I wrote to Prabhupada that our party needs, we could use some financial assistance. And Prabhupada sent me a reply. And he said, outside help is no good. And he said, you should distribute books in vernacular language and raise your funds and that way manage. And Srila Prabhupada enclosed a Sankirtan newsletter. Says, your God brothers from the West, look at the scores. They are distributing books, and this is how they are also maintaining our institution. You do the same with the bullock cart, Sankirtan. So that was a big challenge. It took quite some time, but eventually our Padyatra Sankirtan book distribution party also. Not only they. So, okay, on the way, they have a bullock car. It's not a car, it's a chariot, it's a rath. A ratham, pulled by the bulls. And there's a kirtan in the front. There's amplification. And the deities are in the chariot. Prabhupada is sitting in the front, and there's a driver. I was just there in last week in Tirupati. I also drove. And as people hear kirtan, even bulls, unless we do kirtan, the bulls are not very enthusiastic to pull the cart. And as a kirtan is heard by all people, passers-by or those who are in the fields or wherever they are, immediately that gets their attention, and then they look and something is moving on the road, and they come running. And once they are there, there's darshan, there's a charanamrit, and we distribute books. I just did that a few days ago. Then we made all those who had bought the books, and there was a lot of people, so many on my right side, so many on my left side, and we took a photograph, and they were very happy carrying books. So okay, I was. Then also, with the bullock cart Sankirtan party, in 76 we had a much simpler setup. But even then, as we entered the village, we would have a group of brahmacharis. They would perform kirtan in the front of the cart. And other few this side, few other side, going from house to house. And would cover the whole village. Kirtan is on, and of course we would also do Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksham Dehi. We would be also begging for alms in the whatever they could give, atta or potatoes or chili for you, and so we're collecting grains and vegetables and distributing books also along with the kirtan party. Later on in 77, I would say, 77, the BBD traveling Sankirtan party, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, while my bullock cart Sankirtan party was on the road, then I also was asked to while overseeing the bullock cart Sankirtan party, I would also be traveling with the BBT vehicle van Sankirtan party, distribute books, and from time to time see how the bullock cart is running or walking. This was Prabhupada had approved that. Prabhupada had approved I do the bullock cart Sankirtan, and then with Gopal Krishna Maharaj's intervention, he also wanted me to do the BBD traveling Sankirtan party. So when we had a van, we had installed speakers on the top of the van and sound system, and we would go to towns and villages. We'd start from one end of the town. We would put on Prabhupada's kirtans out loud, and brahmacharis with their book bags, door to door, shop to shop, and in kirtan. And then I would get on the mic and also make announcement, encouraging the book distributors are coming, we are from here, and please, they have gift for you, book for you, Gita for you, go for it, and this and that. And those were the days. We also, Bhagavad Gita, 10 rupaya madhe, 10 rupaya Bhagavad Gita. Same Bhagavad Gita, we have distributed in 10 rupees. Amogha Leela, you remember Amogha Leela? He traveled from, I think, Pune or Mumbai to Pandharpur, Akshayanand Swami also. And he was distributing books. Ghya, Bagha. Dharupai, Fakta Dharupai, Fakta Dharupai. So we were announced, I would announce, and the distributors would distribute books, again the kirtan on. So that was, it's nice. Mostly that was the formula that we would apply wherever we went. Put on the kirtan, and along with the vehicle, kirtan parties, the book distributors would move, and they would give all the encouragement. Look, look, our vehicle is here. We are, this kirtan is, we are, it's our party, or we are here. And as devotees heard, they're inspired. They're getting all the strength from that sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so big support for those distributors. They are not by themselves, and there's no one around. Me, just me only. It's me. To face the Maya, all the forces by yourself. It's not also advisable. Prabhupada always sent us in pairs, even for life membership program in Mumbai that we were doing. We always went in pairs. That gives you strength. So having a party, what to speak of having a bigger party, and then what to speak of having a kirtan on loudspeaker. And when all the books are sold out, you come back and fill up your bags again, and then go out. And it's to be a transcendental fun, and then move to the next town, to the next town, to the next town. And so last time that our party had traveled to, and by that time we had a name for our party called Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan Party. We started with BBT, but then we gave a name, because we were traveling so extensively, like a Narad Muni would move swiftly. So So it was month of November, 77. That reminds you of something? Yeah, so we were on the road and we had gone to Himalayan mountains and Badrikashram, and for a long time we had no news of Srila Prabhupada's health. And those days, no mobiles or no SMS and or what not. Even telephone, forget it. Even calling from Delhi to Vrindavan, not so easy. But we were Himalayas. So we finally decided to return to climb down and return to Vrindavan. And as soon as we arrived at Krishna Balaram temple, we went straight to Srila Prabhupada's quarter, and we requested secretaries that we are allowed to have darshan of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada kindly allowed, and our whole Narad Muni Travelling Sankirtan party, brahmacharis, most, we were all brahmacharis there. I was only sannyasi, okay, I was sannyasi. So Prabhupada on the bed, lying, for months he was in the bed only. Only occasionally they would made him sit with some bolsters for support, for some feeding, some drinking, or just for a change. Otherwise, mostly lying down. So as we sat around Srila Prabhupada, in that such a state, and as he knew that we have just returned from a traveling Sankirtan. Those days, traveling Sankirtan means book distribution, book distribution parties here. And immediately Prabhupada opens a dialogue. And this is just 5-6 days prior to Prabhupada's, on 14th he departed, 14th of November, and we are talking about 5-6 days prior. So immediately Prabhupada is inquiring, which book is selling the most? And which books are we carrying, selling? The whole dialogue. This is how books were on in his heart and on his mind, and books. That's why distribute books. And I will never die. So far the books are being distributed. That gives me life, or I feel young. And otherwise also, secretaries always used to tell us, there's a pile of mail that Prabhupada would receive, and the first mail that he would be interested about reports of the book distribution. Those mails are first reported to Srila Prabhupada. So with us also, I personally experienced that. So how dear it was to his heart, this book distribution. I had also humorously mentioned to Srila Prabhupada same time that while we were at Badrikashram, Srila Prabhupada, we showed your Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadev. I said, because while at Badrikashram we had visited the cave of Srila Vyasadeva's cave, and there's a Ganesh Gufa not far from there, his scribe. So because we're carrying Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, so I thought he resides there. We did not see him, but for sure he saw us. And sure, he also saw Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So I threw that humorous statement. We showed your Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadeva Prabhupada. Prabhupada was happy to hear. So the very first conversation of... We talked more, but it began with the book distribution and which books and which book is selling the most and these inquiries. So I think it's important that you all know, you the second generation, and now the third generation. I see some more new bodies, some older and some more older and oldest, and somehow by they have departed also. That we know how our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, what value, what importance he gave to this book distribution activity. And of course he was instructed to do so. Not whimsically he had this idea of, yeah, I should stop now. Okay. Yeah, if you ever get money, what do you do with that money? Print books. So this was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. And finally there was money. And then there were books. And he did not want them to be just printed and stored and take a photograph. Looks nice. Good stock. He wanted them a competition, right? Some fill in the stores, print and pack the godowns. Another party emptying the godowns, distributing books. So, yes, also, of course, read books of Srila Prabhupada. The more you read, you will realize the mahima, the mahatmya, the greatness of those books, and you could be more convinced. This book, I would like to. This is the most valuable thing in the world. I want to give this to others. Share this gift. And this is kari kara parupakar, giving others, giving Srila Prabhupada's books to as many people as possible. There's a demand all over. There's a big demand everywhere. I was just in China 1-2 months ago, and we had opportunity to distribute Prabhupada's Chinese Bhagavad Gita as it is. And well, we ended up we distributed 1,200 Bhagavad Gitas in 10 days. So, and that was nice. That also was kirtan and book distribution. our program was mostly kirtan, little talk, mostly kirtan, and then those who were coming for kirtan party, and they had to pay entrance fee, which included the cost of the book. We were giving book free, but that was part of the entrance fee. So we're doing kirtan, chanting and distributing books at the same time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution ki jai. Vitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for sharing a wonderful nectar. Let's show our gratitude more. Thanks.